behind the scenes with Averill, and particularly with Averill, but with Averill and Sion, they are entirely loyal in their talks with Hanoi.
Yes, yes, I think that's right. I think that's right. Yep. But I think you and I have to be prepared for their lobbying with us, a la the Shrivers or Nick or somebody else. I mean, I think it. I don't think there's any. Well, I could tell that when they were here, both of them.
Yeah.
They want a piece at any price.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we just have to bear that in mind. Now, I think our strongest point is one that you came up with. I'm sorry the Russians are shoving this like they are. You see Yelly Abel last night?
Yeah.
They're shoving awfully hard to say the peacemakers. And I'm sorry they are, because that gives us a problem. But wish they'd keep quiet until we have it and say what right a boy I am. But I think that our best point with both the doves and our own administration, undersecretaries, and even secretaries of other departments, is that DeBrainen suggested that we take the November 2nd date and move as close to it as we felt we could.
Right.
That we have done. We feel like we ought to do that. And we just don't think that we ought to try to get something there that would destroy us here.
Give some thought, Mr. President, to this point. There's only one file of these Harvan double plus cables in this building. And Ben Reed and I are the only ones who have physical possession of that file. Nick and Bill Bundy are the only two others who are familiar with it. Now, consider whether, if you had a very clear private understanding with Clark, whether he should not have in his own safe a similar file.
Yes, I think that'd be good.
But emphasize to him that he just must not talk to anybody else over there about it. Because I think there is a little bit of a problem here.
Has he indicated anything?
No, he hasn't complained to me at all about it.
Is strictly diplomatic, isn't it?
Well, it is, but you see, we've communicated with Harriman and Abrams without his being intimately involved in all the records, you see. And it doesn't also involve the armed forces and the military situation out there. So I think there's a point that you might want to think about. It would make things, I think, a little more comfortable in talking about telegrams when you want to sit down with him and go over it and so forth. He'll have the full background.
Yes, and maybe we ought to talk a little more, you and I, without always having a bigger group.
I think that's right.
Well, let's try to do that. You take some initiative to pick on you, put your hat on, come on over any time.
Yeah.
We just sit down and you say these are the problems. Now, I don't want to yield much away from our November 2nd or 3rd date, and I don't want to go much more than 3 days. I assume you know that.
Yeah, I made a mistake. I possibly made a mistake yesterday. Harriman had called back saying that they wanted 7 days. I assumed you knew that, and I didn't report that specifically in.
I didn't know.
But
I knew they wanted 7.
They would like to go up to 7 days.
Yes, I knew they wanted 7. After he got our instructions, he called?
No. This was before that. This was the day before yesterday.
Yes, and he said he wanted 7.
That's right.
And you told him?
I told him our real position was the next day, and that we'd gone to 2 or 3, and it just was unmanageable to go to 7.
And what did he say?
Well, he didn't pursue it. I didn't myself personally talk to him. I sent him a message on that.
Now, what did Desai say last night? You got a full report on that?
Nick says that Sy, accepted it and will do his best on it. I think that Sy and Averill would both prefer that they have more wiggle room in stretching the days a little bit, you see.
What was your reaction? Why didn't they take this up with you?
I think it was probably time of night. Normally they call the undersecretary when...
It's 8:30, but I mean, they ought to take it up to you instead of me, I mean.
Yeah.
You were familiar with it, but I gather I was glad to give him my feel so that he knows this. But
I think it was useful. Your talk with Nick last night was useful, Mr. President, so he could understand more clearly what's involved.
Now, do you do you think, what size reaction, what do you think about the idea yourself? Suppose it had just been presented to you, what would have been your reaction?
Oh, I think that so long as we did not retreat from the 2 to 3 days.
Well, but suppose we had what he had wanted us to do. Suppose we, I suppose I
Oh, you said the 7 days?
Yeah, and what he was wanting to do is he's wanting us to take the 2 extra days. Look, I thought he was really trying to slyly scheme for 5 days. That's the way I interpret it.
He was trying to get the announcement made at the time of issuing the orders.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which would have been 5 days.
That would have been 5 days.
That's what I interpreted. Now, what's your reaction to it? What
would you think? I don't think that makes any... I really think we've got a major problem here, that if there is a public gap between the announcement of the bombing hall and the first meeting, that we're going to have trouble. And the longer that gap, the more the trouble. Because this is the only thing tangible that we get out of it that can be visible almost immediately when you make the announcement. Now, the rest of these things, the facts of life, will come up more or less de facto, but it'll take several days at least to do that. And during that period, we'll have a terrible time with a lot of people here and I think with our allies. So that this question on the a prompt meeting with the GVN is the only tangible thing we've got coming the other direction after we take the major public step of stopping the bombing. So it's the only thing that protects us against the notion of a completely unconditional stoppage of the bombing, the minority plank in Chicago. So I have no problem at all on that. And those who argue that that 2 or 3 days don't make any difference should just turn that around and remind themselves that if that's true, it doesn't make any difference to Hanoi. And therefore, we might as well do something that will help us manage this problem. No, I have no problem on that at all. I'm not a seven-day man at all.
Well, why do you think, then, that Cy, as solid as he is, and say Nick would be strong for this? Just a desire for...
Well, I think Nick was trying to... accommodate Cy last night to see what your view would be on this point. But you see, the fellows in Paris have only a piece of this action. They've got the problem there, and my guess is that Averill is 50% ambassador and 50% an experienced democratic politician, and that sometimes he gets those two hats confused. And they don't have the problem that you have in dealing with Bunker and Abrams and Thier and the political leadership here. So they're inclined to brush those things aside and say, well, this is what we ought to do, and that kind of thing. But they only have a piece of the action. This is just as Thier only has a piece of the action. And he's looking at it from his point of view, so he's got the elephant's tail, and... Averill and Cy have got the elephant's ear, but you've got the whole elephant. And that's something that, when I mentioned yesterday, we were conducting about 5 negotiations simultaneously here. What I meant was that each of these elements that we're dealing with has only a piece of it, and you've got all of it. And it makes it complicated to hold all these people together. I think so far, touch wood, this thing is shaping up reasonably well. And I think this South Vietnamese... I believe.